Stories Podcast.
Good morning, everyone, or if you're listening in the evening, good night. It's time for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. That's where I post the topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then you, the crazy and wild public, get out your pens, get out your pencils, put 100 words together on that topic, and send it in. And occasionally record yourself reading it and add some sound effects and music, and maybe you're doing this while, you know, hugging a baby or something. It's all cool. So, what's the topic for this week? Well, the topic this week is, it's a long one. Death by Pineapple, Revenge Shall Be Mine, and Failed Wolfram Alpha Queries. If you game the polling, this is what happens. Isn't it fun? Okay, so we figure out who goes first this week by... Well, let's look at the results from last week. And the winner is... Oh, no. The winner is Planet Z. Folks, it's a tradition that this podcast ends with a story by Planet Z. If you vote for Planet Z, Planet Z goes to the front of the pod... Excuse me, I need to break up a cat fight. I'll be back in a second.
The songs changed. Who used to live in a pineapple under the sea? The sponge had gone too far with his jokes, and this time, someone had hung him out to dry. Was it the squid? The squirrel? The starfish? The plankton? Maybe it was the crab. Nobody knows, not even the superheroes in the retirement home. I have my suspicions, though. The whale. She's a teenage nympho, and the sponge couldn't handle it. Died with his square pants down. A nice family of fish is looking at the place. Tell them about the neighborhood schools, but nothing about the murder.
Thank you, you sick bastard, Planet Z. Folks, if you're wondering what the hell Planet Z just said, and you need the text of the story, look no further than the show notes at podcastinggodsfullofcrap.com. There's also links to everybody's, well, whatever they put up as a URL saying, hey, go here, learn more about me, or hey, go here, buy some of my books, or hey, go here, this is where you can get all sorts of free credit card information and make your penis longer, your boobs bigger, and also get rid of your mortgage. So, but I don't have advertisements like that, no. Although it would be fun, just for, if you've got a product or something, and you want me to just fake up a commercial for it, I'll just try that. And it won't cost you a thing. I just want to do it 1 week. I just want to see what it's like. And then you complain about it because you're a sponsor. So let's just try it. I don't want any money for it. I don't want any freebies. Let's just see what it's about. Anyway, let's continue here with the stories. I'm going to mix in the rookies and the veterans. First up is the guy who does the music at the beginning of the podcast, the end of the podcast, and, oddly enough, his story, and occasionally a few others. It's Guy David, and let's hear what he's got. Thank you, Guy David. And remember, you can use his stuff, Creative Commons style and all that, and put it in there, and then give him credit, and then you have a real cool story with really cool music. And you don't have to, I'm going to use Supertramp stuff. And like in a few years, Supertramp with their robot lawyers come around. We are going to sue you and then use you for Soylent Green. They talk just like that. And what's really bad is the lawyers in law school. They eat up all the... Never mind. We've got a return by Lori, but she didn't... Well, here's the midget.
She had the perfect childhood. Nothing to summon revenge. Beautiful. Friendly, and always smiling. That's what the papers will say about me when I'm arrested. A sweet, evil grin finds my face as she orders another rum drink, the kind with a pineapple wedge and cherry swizzle. It will be her last. She pulls me close, and I ask her to dance. She grabs my hand and leads me through the dance floor out into the parking lot. The next morning was perfect. Like artwork, the sun chased the shadows off our blood-splattered walls, tangled together, our tresses, our legs, our fingers, but only one heartbeat. I shower, gather my things, and gently press against her chill blue lips. The familiar craving for whimpers and screams returns. Again, I consult Wolfram Alpha. How can I control this dark hunger?
Thank you, Lori. And please, don't worry us like that by sending a story then vanishing. No, stay. Stay with us. We're safe. We won't hurt you that much. And speaking of won't hurt you that much, Tom is trying to hurt me in the soul by not posting more footnote podcasts. You know you want 8 things. You need 8 things. We just, Tom, don't leave us on the line. Don't leave us hanging. We need this. Or do you delight in my weekly suffering and, you know, please, please, Tom, please?
Hello, night people. Tom here. Tonight's story is called 3,333,360 points. Joshua Dimwald loaded the Wolfram up with the usual cocktail. Z80 AF register cascade NAND gate LD parentheses IY plus 56 parentheses comma 78. Hup pop failure Wolfram alpha queries. He had poured over the CMOS in years after the Mitchell challenge had been unclaimed. Joshua got a shop in Taiwan to build a chip for him, but he hadn't figured out the single-bit rollover bug. Dimwall cursed Mitchell for ruining his life with this silly Pac-Man challenge. Revenge shall be mine, he smirked from his grandmother's basement. Dimwall noted an odd footnote by Jeffrey R. Yee in Video Gamers Magazine, Death by Pineapple.
Ah, Pac-Man. What fond memories. I wasted so many quarters on that, but then I also wasted so many quarters on soft drinks when I could have gotten them in 2-liter bottles and brought them with me, because you know how much you drink. When you're in college, you need to stay awake. Even though there's free coffee, you spend on Cokes. It's just the thing. Well, also, Jack Daniels goes with Coke better than coffee. Next up is Leanne. She's new to our friendly little confines here, and I want to hear what she's got for us. So let's go.
Fed up with working on failed Wolfram Alpha queries, I went to visit Mavis, as I always do when I think my life is tough. She collects gruesome stories. She'd sit puffing away, recounting horrific details. I remember one called Death by Pineapple. Some girl on a diet ate nothing but pineapple. Her hair and teeth fell out. The acid ate through her insides. She eventually starved to death. Horrible way to die, said Mavis, chuckling. But revenge is mine, says the Lord. Lung cancer got Mavis in the end, and that, too, is a horrible way to die.
Thank you, Leanne. We're really keeping the midget busy this week. Well, I know that Anima will have recorded her own and shared it, and we'll see if Ari's in here, or who knows who could possibly be in this one, maybe even Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Who knows who Anima will rope into her charmly charms, and I don't know what I'm saying. I'm doing this real early on Saturday because we're thinking about, you know, going out of town and this wedding thing and coming back, and I'm not going to get much of a weekend. I'm going to be insufferable during the week, all right? So I'm just warning you now that the stories next week are just, you know, Anyway, here's Anima with her story, now that I've gotten you in the mood with all my positive thinking.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 163, Failed Query. Thank you, Guy David, for the intro music, and Fred for the voice of Wolfram Alpha.
Wolfram Alpha isn't sure what to do with your input.
100-word challenge?
Wolfram Alpha isn't sure what to do with your input.
Lawrence Simon.
Wolfram Alpha isn't sure what to do with your input.
Anima.
Noun. Jungi in psychology, the inner self, not the external persona that is in touch with the unconscious.
Finally, an answer. The wrong answer, but at least my question has been acknowledged. I might not know how to ask a query, but I sure know how to wreak revenge, I think, as I pull the pin on a pineapple grenade. Stupid computer.
Now, don't go blowing up your computer. Go to the servers where Wolfram Alpha is running and blow them up. That's right. Thank you, Anima. And thank you for... Great. Now people know my name. I'm going to get all sorts of crazy emails. Oh, look! A crazy email. It's from Platinum Lightning. And it includes a 100-word story. Just think of that. All right, Platinum Lightning, let's have it.
Good day, Power Pals. This is Platinum Lightning with my entry for this week's challenge. Death by Pineapple, Revenge Shall Be Mine, and Failed Wolfram Alpha Queries. The music is by Denny Schneidmesser at dennyschneidmesser.com. Here we go. Giant pineapples are everywhere. Nobody knows where they came from, but they're killing everyone. My friends and family are dead, and I want nothing more than to kill those pineapples back. I'm hiding in a bomb shelter with a computer. Allegedly, only Stephen Wolfram knows how to kill them. He mysteriously disappeared a while ago, but the answer is supposedly in Wolfram Alpha. Kill pineapple alien? Wolfram Alpha isn't sure what to do with my input. Damn.
We're not aliens,
says Stephen Wolfram's voice from behind me.
Just British people.
Brits are actually evil pineapples. That's weird.
British are evil pineapples. Thank you. Thank you, Platinum Lightning. Our buddies! I want to speak a little bit about British. One that is not an evil pineapple is Gomem DeSoto. And he's taking a break from a lot of stuff. We don't know when he'll be back. But it was kind of a surprise. And... if you listen to Meta News Daily on Thursday, the topic comes up with Stuart Wharf, who was, you know, his podcasting partner and all sorts of stuff, partner in crime, good friend, probably a kidney donor, too. And it's just the shock of when someone abruptly vanishes in this crazy net world, and you don't know where they've gone or what happens, and... It's good when they let folks know, as opposed to, say, having someone cover their tracks by claiming to be a 9-month pregnant person in a horrible car wreck when there's nothing in the news, and you would think that this would be, you know, that aww piece in the news. But Gomem was not 9 months pregnant, and he wasn't in a horrible car wreck. He just getting things sorted out, and... Here's my question of the week, of the day, of the year. Do you dig further and offer support to someone who really needs it? Or when they say, you know, hey, I'm taking a break, you know, I'll be back, And you just let them work on their stuff and you don't distract them. Or you just post stuff out saying, you know, hey, thinking of you, you know, whatever is going on. And don't expect a response. And just, you know, if they need you, they'll let you know. And if they don't, they don't. Or when do you know that people really do need you? You know, whenever I get into these kind of situations, I consistently and accurately do the wrong thing. So, right. Probably the wrong thing is to ask everybody about it. Let's just sweep that under the rug, pretend you didn't hear all that, and Terrence from the Never Was podcast. And he spells neighbor with a U. Oh, this Canadian is so, so exotic.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast, where you will find the latest of my podcast novels, Shadows Fall, Part 3 of my podcast novel, where you will also find one of my guest readers, a voice you might recognize, Guy David. So stop by my site and catch up on the story. And here is my entry into the 163rd weekly challenge. And I'm not going to try the topic, but here's my story. If you knew my neighbor, you would understand the great hatred I have for him. Each day we would both enter our yards, or what might be better termed as the battleground. At night I would search for a suitable strategy. Google, Yahoo, Bing, none of these could produce a result worthy of my greatness. So I turned to Wolfram Alpha. Death by pineapple. That would explain the fruit salad shrapnel, the doctor said. I hope you have learned your lesson. I have, I told him. Now I could see the failures in the results. Revenge shall be mine.
Bye. Shadows Fall. Shadows Fall. I keep forgetting. I've got it on the feed, and I'm listening to it, and I keep getting... It's just like when I used to say footnote all the time with Tom when it was the MP3 thing. Old habits die hard. I've been doing this for over 4 years. Probably, if you factor in Shire Network News and IMAO, probably 5. You know, after a while, you just... Oh, yeah, it's time to walk the dog. And then you realize you're walking a vacuum cleaner because the dog died years ago. You know? It just... Ah, man, I'm just losing it. That's part of the tradition of the 100 Word Stories podcast. If you're new to this, which very few of you are, probably none. In fact, this podcast sheds listeners. We're at negative listenership at this point. If you're listening to this now and it's brand new, God forbid... beat up the person that told you, that you should, hey, you gotta check out this podcast, it's really cool. No, the stories, you know, people contribute every week are cool. And when they put them on their own podcast, you know, those turn out to be gangbusters. This is where stories go to die. Anyway, if you're new to this and you're listening and, you see, I forgot my thought. I've been babbling for so long that I don't even listen to myself. Here's someone that you should listen to, and it's Linda. She thinks I picked up her illness through, you know, and I lost my voice and blah, blah, and all that. No, I lost it many years ago.
Hello. My name is Linda, and I'm now a Wolfram Alpha addict, and I can't say it, but I'm addicted to it. Way too much time spent on there, but it was time well spent. It's cool. And I had no idea it existed before, so thank you, whoever suggested that. Here's my tale of revenge and pineapples for this week, and hope you enjoy.
The term kebabs originated in 1813. I have a thing for dates. So did my boyfriend, 1980 to 2008. We did something wild to celebrate our collective 49 years of life,
and went to Hawaii for their 49th anniversary of statehood. Clayton jumped in to dance at Chamore with some hula dancers, and they became so enraged at his geographical error, one impaled him on a flaming pineapple kebab. I don't know what came over me, but I set fire to the hotel and ran away. I can't figure out how long I can hide in this tree with Wolfram Alpha.
Thank you, Linda. I didn't know that the term kebabs originated in 1813. You see, this podcast is educational, too. Oh, what an education you'll get from Linda. And speaking of education, Norval Joe, he's ready to share something with you. Also from, you know, Hawaiian culture. Maybe that... What, I mean... We associate pineapples with Hawaii, right? What else could pineapples be associated with? And we've gotten the pineapple grenade, but what else? What else? I don't know. Let's find out. Norval Joe, teach us a lesson.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 163. And it had a bunch of prompts. I tried using multiple prompts, but my story just kept getting too cluttered. So I decided to go with just the one prompt of death by pineapple. I call my story Murder in Paradise. And I'm excited because I get to record my story on my brand new birthday present. I got an Audio-Technica AT2035. I don't know if that's any better than what I had before, but it sure looks really cool. So here comes my story. Princess Kaiolani watched the sunset through the screen windows of her lanai. An assassin placed a fast-acting poison into her nightly fruit drink. The bitter taste was effectively disguised when mixed with guava and passion fruit juices. The mixture was then poured into the hollowed half of a pineapple and served with macadamia shortbread cookies. As the sun set, geckos crawled across the screens, chirping, searching for food. She raised the drink to her lips as a gecko grabbed and swallowed a large cockroach. "Disgusting!" she shouted and threw the drink, taking out the screen and the gecko. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no. It took out the gecko. No. Where am I going to get my car insurance from? Thank you, Norval Joe. Next up is Justin. Space Turtle. He's got me trying to start off in this writing group online. The Third Life something writing center. Cool stuff. I just need to get my feet wet. I need to get into there. I need to get in the swing of things, learn the personalities, you know, who's the bully, who's the grind, who's the geek, who's the athlete. Kind of like a Breakfast Club, only, you know, there's probably a Necco in there somewhere. Well, anyway, here's Justin and his story.
Space Turtle. Justin Lemaster here with today's 100-word story. I'd like to talk about my Second Life space. It's in Nowhereville, right on the beach, Turtle Beach. I got the place because I wanted to, and my daughter just woke up. She fell asleep on the kitchen floor. But now she woke up kind of grumpy. I put her in her crib. Somebody decided to wake up. Hey! You wanna cry for the whole internet? Okay, here we go. Oof. A second, gotta put this down. Go see mommy? Gee, that's going to peak the levels out. I think we're changing a diaper, so I'm going to pause this. Okay, so I have one complaint about this microphone. I have to hit record twice, and you can guess what I just did after hitting it only once. I'm recording it directly into the mic to transfer to the computer later to see if that changes the audio quality at all. See if it's any better than just recording it directly to the PC. So, seems like Melody's happy. Gave her some Cheez-Its. What was I talking about? My beach in Second Life. So, it's there. We can read stories. I got some furniture made out of sand. Thanks to Lawrence and Tara Yeats, a fellow island neighbor. So, yeah, read my own stories. Anyone can come there, read stories. I don't have anything set up or planned at the moment. But, anytime now. But what is happening soon is on the 7th, that would be tomorrow if this is released on Saturday, at Third Life Books in Second Life, there's an auction for Relay for Life. And there's some various items, some services, like free hosting for a year. Can't go wrong with that. If you need a website, some Second Life stuff like furniture or a fountain. And I'm giving away a chance to die by the pen of my hand. Well, actually the keyboard, but... So, the lucky winner of my auction will get the chance to die in a 100-word story. And 9 other people can match that bid. So I can knock off 10 people, all for cancer. So, and I'm going to... make that, when I get them written, going to make that into a book, which you can read in Second Life, or as a PDF, outside of Second Life, and have a release party and all that fun stuff. And that is, again, at Third Life Books, tomorrow, Sunday, at 6 p.m. Second Life time. If you're going to show up, be there by 5:45, so you get a little bit of time to look at everything. You're going to start right away. Here's my story. I gotta load it up. Okay. Here it goes. Rafe's face contorted with furious anger, fist striking the table. That rake! He crumbled up his ex-fiancée's letter. Jared stole everything from him. Promotions, sports victories, now even Laura. He drove his beat-up car to Jared's huge, ridiculous mansion. He grabbed his tire iron from the trunk, then kicked in the door, rage empowering him. He found Jared facing the office computer. Rafe spun the chair, iron poised to strike. Jared slumped, face swollen. Rafe looked at the screen. Wolfram Alpha sat there, unable to answer the question, "What do I do if I ate pineapple and I'm allergic?" Having a bit too much fun with the drama button.
By the way, I want to mention that the chairs that Chivalry Bean, a.k.a. Justin, has, they were made by Summer Seal. You know, she likes to walk around naked and stuff and glow and sculpt these, but don't hold that again. In fact, that's a good thing. But if you go to Summer Island, there's some really cool stuff there, and she's really, really good with an organic kind of feel to it. Well, her stuff is good with an organic kind of feel. I'm sure she's good with it. Alright, now that I've dug myself completely into a hole, let's finish the tiger trap. Thank you, Justin. Let's finish that tiger trap by having Daphne, read her story.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Daphne's Random Thoughts, which can be found over at daphneabernathy.com. I'm back this week with voice because last week I was actually on my way to the Dave Matthews concert at Fenway when I realized I need to submit something. So I did, only to see that Planet Z is winning. I don't know how that happens. Anyway, so here's my entry for Weekly Challenge 163. The topic are Death by Pineapple, Revenge Shall Be Mine, Failed Wolfram Alpha Queries. Yeah, I have trouble saying that. And I wrote that topic. Anyway, here's my entry. It was just a game. Someone said, Death by Pineapple. Google replied, 2,800,000. Yahoo laughed. 8,240,000. How about you, W.A.? Wolfram Alpha just said, isn't sure what to do with your input. Google mumbled, typical. What about you, Emma said? Bing! Bing said, W.A. and I are not search engines. He's a computational knowledge engine, and I'm a decision engine. Whatever, give, Google said. 1,450,000. Then Bing whispered, one day revenge shall be mine.
Thank you, Daphne. And revenge shall be yours. By the way, I have a question. In this past week, all those of you who have submitted stories or are listening, and I know there are people listening out there. I was just joking. I know that there are thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners. I don't look at the stats anymore. You know, they were in the thousands, and they were just keep going up and up and up. And I know that, you know, the site meter at the bottom only shows, like, of all the sites, about 500, 600 a day. There are syndication feeds that steal the content out there. There are people who play directly from, say, Podcast Pickle, all sorts of other collectors, and they just download from iTunes directly and never come to the site, which I think is a cool thing. You know, let the machines do all the heavy lifting, and then you never have to go to the site. I mean, I haven't gone to History According to Bob's site, Predictionary's site. I very rarely go to Drabblecast or the forums or any of that. I never go to Escape Pod forums. I mean, they say, hey, check out the site, check out the forums, and every time I say, hey, go to the poll, go to this... very few people actually ever do, and I just, that's okay, and so the numbers, you know, maybe I should take a look at the numbers again and just say, oh, whoa, we lost all that many people, or holy crap, 100,000 listeners, what the hell happened? And I don't feel like it. I don't want to know. Do you want to know? If you want to know, let me know. If you don't want to know, don't let me know. No. I'm being passive aggressive on this, I guess. But it's not about the numbers. It's about the writing for me and having fun. And then Saturday morning, have a whole bunch of crap to do. This takes about an hour, 2 hours to do these days. If I don't screw up too much. And that's okay. That's cool. No one else is going to do it. And I have fun. And you have fun, I hope. If not, if you're addicted and this is an obsession with you, you should go seek help. Like the Betty Ford Clinic, where, put down that pen and watch TV and jerk off or something. I don't know. Imagine that, Betty Ford Clinic, you know. God, would they pass out photos of Betty Ford? That would make it really hard. Okay, well, I'm going to take a break looking up photos of Betty Ford in Google Images while Mike P., he will tell his story for himself. Yeah, it is not the midget at all.
Okay, reading all that. Okay. Quentin and Robert rounded the corner a few steps ahead of the zombies and ran into a vending machine. At the top, it was labeled Wolfram Alpha. A sign said, ask and you shall receive. Give me a shotgun, Quentin said. Nothing happened. I'll effing kill you, effing machine. Robert threw a cinder block at a zombie. Ask a question! Why don't you give me a shotgun? Nothing. I swear, I'm coming after you, effing machine. Robert leaned over. What can we use to kill zombies? A pineapple appeared. Ugh, Quentin said. He chucked it at a zombie's head. Next.
And now, the uncensored version.
Quinn and Robert rounded the corner a few steps ahead of the zombies and ran into a vending machine. At the top it was labeled Wolfram Alpha. A sign read, "Ask, and you shall receive." "Give me a shotgun," Quentin said. Nothing happened. "I'll fucking kill you, fucking machine!" Robert threw a cinder block at a zombie. "Ask a question! Why didn't you give me a shotgun?" Nothing. "I swear, I'm coming back for you, fucking machine!" Robert leaned over. "What can we use to kill zombies?" A pineapple appeared. "Fuck!" Quentin said. He chucked it at a zombie's head. Next!
Okay. Cool story. Love it. One thing. On the subject of censorship. You can take out all the swear words or avoid them completely. And that's cool. I mean, just look at George Carlin. He started off straight, not going blue, and his stuff was funny. And then when the counterculture hit, he went completely foul. And he got worse and worse and worse as he got older. And pretty much all he did was swearing with occasional observation insight. And his observation insight, despite being far left moonbat, were pretty dead on. But still crazy. My point is, if the story calls for swearing and it works, I say go for it. And if you don't want to use it, don't use it. But I posted up both versions of that, the one that Mike sent, and then I changed it to include the fuckings. And yes, this podcast does have the explicit tag. This podcast has the explicit tag. And it always does. Because, you know what? I don't want kids looking at this. Even though this should be educational and teach people to write and let people write and express themselves, some of the things in here, week after week, really, I don't feel comfortable with that. Maybe I should go back and put all the adult control crap that, you know, you put on my... It's not like this is Soccer Girl where she's pounding away at a bowling pin every night, or if it's, Pizza Babe. She and Sin, and Pizza Babe's kind of not AOL. Pizza Babe is AOL. She can't get connected. Pizza Babe is kind of MIA these days. And here we go. The GoMem and the Rita Shawn thing. You know, it's good to let people know you're okay and let the group know. And maybe you post on a forum or whatever. But the thing is, people are looking at the feed. Eventually, they get curious and start looking around. And you know how it is. It's so hard to find what you're looking for. And Wolfram Alpha isn't much of a help. I'm just rambling here. But if you want to, leave out the swear words and avoid them, or not. But saying darn and heck and all that in the middle of a zombie invasion, I don't know, Mike. I posted up both versions of it. What do you people think? The censored or the uncensored? I say let loose. That's what it's here for. Let me deal with all the, you know, accusations. And if there's lost traffic, because this is set to explicit, and, you know, there's stuff here that, you know, I err on the side of caution, as opposed to assholes like Adam Curry, who don't. And, you know, his podcast needs the stupid tag. You know, the stupid stoned expatriate who has no idea what's going on in America, really. You know, some things you just have to be here and wander around and swim in it. Then you can hate on it. All right. Let's just move on to Danny. This is going to be weird. Danny, by the way, has writing tips and all that kind of stuff on his site. So in addition to the Third Life thing, I've been following his stuff, and you know, you get good tips, and then, you know, I shoot myself in the foot with rants like that. Mike, don't take any of that personally. And all. I'm just, what do you think, Mike, between the two versions? Okay, this is going to be over an hour long, and I don't like it when that happens, so let's get Danny on the air.
We are little people. My father never hesitated to point out the things we weren't capable of. The constant mental abuse battered against my mother's mental ramparts. She might be a small midget, but her pride was as large as a full-grown man. Smuggling a syringe from her work, she would make him a special Hawaiian pizza that night. I typed the word arsenic into the Wolfram Alpha's framework after we got back from Dad's funeral. No results were returned about it killing anyone.
You know, the midget's getting a real workout today. Just saying. Oh, man. I think there's one more story today. Thank you, Danny. Oh, man. I know I can talk, but jeez. You know, and the thing is, I'm talking all by myself in a room for almost an hour here. Yeah, it's been almost an hour. It's what happens in production when you screw up and, take two, take three. You know how I like to leave the mistakes in, but some mistakes you can't include. All right. One more. This one's Jeffrey Height from Great Heights, where 100 words is only beginning. I wrote a story for him this week. I don't know if he's gotten it yet. I may have to post it up somewhere for him to download. I don't know. Here is, and I sent it to him through the address that's on his site. I don't know, maybe there's another address. I'll reply back to his message here with the story and see if it gets through. So here's Jeffrey Height and his story.
Revenge shall be mine? It came out as a question, and how could it not? The man was throwing fruit at him now. What kind of idiot is this? You shall not defeat me with your fruity goodness, the caped man said, dodging an orange and series of pineapple rings. Did the fool actually think that he was hurting him with these things? Back to hell with you, you failed, Wolfram Alpha Query you, came the scream from behind the buffet table. What? Clearly, he was alone. Only one way to win. Feign death by pineapple and capture him.
And thank you to Jeffrey Height of Great Heights. I need to remember, I wrote down in big letters right here on the notepad, send story to Jeffrey Height. All right, you should too. Topic is running shoes over there, so give it a shot. You still have time. All right, that's it for this week. Thank you to everyone for sending out their stories on the subject of Wolfram Alpha and revenge and Death by Pineapple. This podcast is long enough this week. It's going to wind up being about 43, 44 minutes. So let me just say thank you to everyone who's sending their stories. Thank you to everyone who's listening. If you want to learn more about these people, go to podcastingthatisfullofcrap.com and go to the links in the show notes and say, hi, hey, I came to hear from 100 Word Stories. Yeah, what the hell are you doing over there? And also, you can vote in the poll for which stories are your favorites, and then they will determine what Nardo wants me to pen them. So I'll just wrap this up. Music by Guy David, and there's stories every day of the week. If you don't feel like reading them on the website, you want to have a bloated and buggy computer program to use them for in a platform that's unstable, go into Second Life, Edlo on the map. And I've got every one of my stories in the reading room. So also there is a book that I have that I can give you that if you click on it, it reads out the latest story. Isn't that cool? So all this technology making things oh so complicated. Man, that's just crazy. Anyway, the next topic is going to be posted, and that's it. I'm saying a lot because I'm not reading from the script. I'm just trying to get this done. I'll see you all next week. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.